Steve Toms has just walked in the door, and you know what? Maybe I'll just play some Daddy Long Legs. This is Coral FM on Sound FM. I'll be right back.
To what you want, yet I can get you what you need. What you need, what you need, what you need. If you want status, yet in high society, you're wasting your time, girl. Your time with me. There'll be no private jet, no fancy car, no hot shake pool with a swim up tiki bar. Get you what you want. I can get you what you need. 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 What you need.
Well, you know what? Now I got Steve here in the studio with me. So is there anything in particular you would like to hear that you kind of brought with you on vinyl that I can sort of, you know, replicate here?
On YouTube, eh?
No, I know.
Oh, let's see. What do I have on vinyl here? Well, we were celebrating Record Store Day.
I know.
So
I know we were.
So I brought the White Stripes first album because Jack White representative record store. What was he, the chairman or the ambassador? Ambassador, that was the word that they were using.
Yep.
So I brought that.
Okay.
I also brought his favorite record, which is the Sun House record.
Okay.
The one that's got, his favorite song is Grinning in Your Face.
Okay.
So I brought that.
So let's do, okay, what is it, Sun, okay, Sun House?
Sun House.
Grinning in Your Face?
Grinning in Your Face.
Grinning in Your Face.
Okay. It's just Sun and his hands.
Don't you mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. I say, bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? You know they'll grin in your face. They'll jump you up and down. Just as soon as your back a turn, they'll be trying to crush you down. But just bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? You know your mother will talk about you, your sisters and your brothers too. Don't care how you try to live, they'll talk about you still. But just bear who isn't mine, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't just bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your
waves crash against the shore. Questions answered, roles reversed. You open up the door. Inhibitions thrown to the wind. You're searching for the to follow suit. One day you'll feel like you never felt before. You stick it out for more. You pull. And the rest.
I'm back here, and Steve Toms is my special guest, and I'm sitting in this. We're sitting in the studio
on
this amazing day, and I know
this is some patio weather.
I know. Well, Ethel's is right next door.
Yeah, yeah. I think I know where we're going after this.
Well, yes. I probably can go for a wee while and have a I probably have a shandy or something like that. It's Lynn's night off. Lynn's day off too. We should call her and say, "Come on, Lynn. Come up to Ethel."
Shandy.
Shandy. Yeah.
Wow,
a shandy.
Aristocratic.
Yes. I need to ask you for Daddy Longlegs. How did you? And you guys are, like I said before, kind of reminiscent. You kind of remind me of everything from MC5 to the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
So how did you get into this music mess? Tell me, where did this all happen?
Oh, wow. Well,
how'd you guys
start?
Originate?
I mean, like, I was the last guy in the band. Mike, our singer, and our drummer, Jeff, they've known each other since high school, and they were in bands back then. Jeff's brother-in-law, who's a few years older than those guys, Little Bobby.
Okay.
Little Bobby Torney from Little Bobby and the Jumpstarts. He got them into a lot of jump blues, swing blues, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I don't know, at some point Junior joined them, and at some point Junior brought me into the group. And then we figured that it was working out. I mean, I've known Junior forever. I met Junior, and this is true, I met Junior at a discotheque in the late 70s.
Where?
Yeah.
What discotheque?
Okay, you remember the Lank?
Yeah.
Okay, the Lank is still around. At the end of the street there, the Grand.
The Grand.
The Grand, right?
Oh, God. Yes,
back
I,
in
remember
the 70s,
the, I remember the Grand. My brother's band used to play at the Grand.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that place used to be a discotheque for a while, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And on Sundays, they would have family day, all right? Me and Junior were both from Bridgeport.
Oh, my God.
So my dad would take me, and Junior's mom would take him. And, you know, we had a bunch of kids playing around, listening to Rasputin blaring, you know.
Yep,
it was
that's
crazy.
Right.
Lit up floor.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
It was. It was, what the heck was that called? It had a name, too. Not just the Grand, but my brother was in a band called All in One Breath. So he played with John Tonin. Larry Townsend and Frank Beam and Brian Derner on drums occasionally, and they were originally from Guelph, but they used to play the Grand all the time. So I know that.
Yeah,
that was a cool live music venue. That's what.
Yeah, and Junior and I were little kids back then, but it was funny.
That's whack.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. Our sound comes from. I mean, we all have the strangest record collections. You know, like we all got stuff that we like. We all got stuff that we can't stand of each other's. It's very funny. The influences are vast.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Very vast.
Well, that's always a good thing. That sort of lends itself to the band's actual sound, which is, you know, really kind of cool. Because you've got this kick-ass blues, you know, with some of your stuff. And then you've got this hurting songs like Middleman is very cool, and
We got to a point in the band where we were doing a lot of straight blues, and we were trying to be a blues band, and then at some point we said, hey, you know, like we want to write different songs, we don't just want to write blues songs. And so we just started doing that, and I don't know, people seem to like it, so.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there's a song called Hide by Tears, which is very, you know, that's hurting. That's a hurting song. Like, you just want to climb inside it and not get out.
That is a sad song.
Yeah, so you know, you have this, you have a great versatility, and you're also a great live act.
Oh.
So you are, how long have you been around, how long have you guys been around this area?
11 years.
11 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've won, like, a ton, you've won the Canadian Independent Music Award.
We did.
And the Maple Blues Award, so that's awesome. And I'm honored to have you here, because I've seen you guys, and it's like, I can't get in, because, you know, it's like I try, oh, it's sold out, I can't get in, Daddy Longlegs is playing, you played the Blues Fest, you're playing, and that's like a crazy, you know, it's a crazy time of year, but you're one of the favorites, the local favorites.
I love the Kitchener Blues Fest.
Yeah.
We're doing it this year too.
Yeah, I know. When are you playing? What day?
We're playing the Friday. That's August the 9th.
Yeah.
And we're on the BIA stage.
Oh, okay. Which is...
we're playing in the evening. We've got the last spot that evening, so...
That's at Frederick and Benton, right? The BIA stage? Right downtown?
It's the one down the street.
Yeah, you know? It's very cool.
People will find it.
It's right down the street from where I live, so it's like right in the neighborhood.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's very cool. And you're playing this Saturday as well, right?
We are playing this Saturday. Where? That's not in town. That's in Wallaceburg.
Yeah, is that a theater venue? Or
you know what? I can't remember what the venue is in Wallaceburg. Jeez, all I know is that I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Because we love Wallaceburg. I think it's a theater, and I can't remember the name of the place, because I don't think I've been there before.
I think it's a theater, and when you play in a theater, it's got a whole different thing, because it's like an intimate experience for the
theater seating is crazy.
Yeah.
We're not used to that.
Yeah, so that'll be fun for you. And then...
Usually our crowd is a whole ruckus load of jovial inebriates.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
When people are just sitting there looking at you, it's different.
Yeah, it will be a challenge for you guys, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And then you're back at the Starlight on May the 8th, right?
That's the next one, yeah.
That's the next one?
Yeah. We're playing with Ryan McNally and Declan O'Donovan, these buddies of ours. They're doing like a tour, right? They're doing Ottawa, Montreal... what are they doing? Westport before Kitchener, Toronto. They got a few other places, so, you know. So, yeah, we got them stopping off in here.
Yeah.
Cool. And then May 11th, we're doing Koi Con.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of that?
Yeah.
And that's at Bobby O'Brien's.
That'll be fun.
That's going to be with a bunch of our friend bands, because King Roller's going to be there. Morta is a band. I don't know who Morta is. They're from Toronto. Neither.
Okay.
But, you know, Lumberjunk is going to be there.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Soulstack is going to be
there.
Matt Weindinger, he can move one heck of a piano.
Yeah.
I moved that piano with him at the Boathouse piano. That's a handy guy.
Well, John Knight and Soulstack are about to do a Thursday night residency at the Boathouse starting this month. Every Thursday.
Yeah.
So we'll play.
John is guest hosting the Blues Jam tonight at Bobby O'Brien's.
That's right. He's at Bobby O'Brien's. That's right.
Yeah.
We gotta plug all the boys. And then you're doing something with Starlight again on May the 26th, part of a benefit called Daryl. Do you know what?
Yes.
It's our buddy
Daryl Verbisky. He had a stroke back in November.
Okay.
So what's happening is he's slowly coming back, but it's pretty rough for him. So they got to do some construction in the house to make it more accessible to him.
So
we got to raise a whole bunch of money. But you know, so it's like so far, you know, like Errol Blackwood's going to be there, Dave Bedini's going to be there, Bob Egan's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, like it's cool. Fred Smith, the Sandy Pockets. There is going to be guests.
Yeah.
I can't say.
I know some of them, but I won't say.
I'm not allowed to either.
Okay. Then I won't either.
But it's exciting.
See,
one
of the things that the musicians community has always done, they always rally around other musicians, especially in times of, you know, suffering and trouble. And that's always been the same, as long as I can remember, over the last 30 years.
Daryl isn't even, he's a civilian. He's just a friend.
And that's even, you know, that's even better. Like, the musicians here are all, you know, kind of, there's a very cool, like, I mean, I've been around here for a long time, so I've seen various phases of musicians come along. And one thing about hanging around the Boathouse, you meet an awful lot of musicians. So it's, you know, it's great to have you here sitting in the studio. We're going to play another one of your favorites. Do you want to intro this?
The J.D. McPherson one?
It is indeed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's great. That's another one. Everyone in the Legs all loves this dude. We saw him. Oh, he's American. I can't remember where he's from. We saw him in Toronto in December. When is he coming back? Oh, Junior emailed me, I think, July or August or something like that. He was just fantastic.
Okay.
That was at the Horseshoe.
Was it at the Horseshoe?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay, this is an unplugged version of Northside Gal.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard this version then.
Yeah, me neither. So we're about to on Coral FM with my special guest, Steve Toms.
Satisfied every time I try. Crazy about a try to hold her. Leslie say a no to bold the younger gentleman. All of them try. Crazy about a north side gal. I got some money.
John Knight and Solstack on Coral FM.
I'm gonna go back home.
I'm back, and that was John Knight and Soul Stack from the Got Mojo 2 Grand River Blues.
You know, Soul Stack, good band, great band. I had Mark Wessinger over at my house the other day, like last week. He's the keyboardist?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If he's listening, I'd like my cutlery back. You know, that's not cool, Mark.
No, that is not cool. That's the thing about musicians. They're like, well, you know, big family. So it's like, oh yeah, I borrowed this in 19 whatever.
No, he didn't steal anything. He's a good guy. We listened to a bunch of records.
They borrow stuff. I know, it's cool to sit around and listen to the record player. You're a bass player.
I am.
My brother's a bass player. There's a thing about bass players. They're like the backbone, the spine of the band.
Agreed.
Did you start out playing bass or no?
Noodling around with guitar, but like I got... Noodling. The bass is the only thing I ever took serious. But I got my first electric bass when I was 7.
Okay.
So it's been a long time now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite bass? Like, how many basses do you have?
Do I own?
Yeah, how many guitars do you have?
My basses, like, well, I mean, my favorite one is my Rickenbacker. That thing is just my baby. And I'm lefty, right?
Yeah.
It's not easy to find lefty basses, so I had to have that one ordered.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. So especially, where'd you get it from? Just curious.
The States.
Yeah?
Yeah, from, well, Rickenbacker. The factory.
Yep, Rickenbacker, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even think of any left-handed bassists. Do you know any left?
Sure, Paul McCartney.
Okay, well, that'd be
the picture right there. He played the same Rickenbacker.
Paul McCartney.
It's a similar one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I think my brother had one at one point too. He's also got a Gibson. He had a Gibson Les Paul actually at one point.
But it's a pretty rare thing for lefties.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, it's pretty wacky.